We all have life insurance. But too many people are walking around with fire insurance so that they're just trying to do enough to get into heaven so that they don't have to change their lifestyle. They come in here and they clap their hands, maybe. Maybe they stand, maybe they put up their hand. Make sure somebody sees me doing this so I'm getting my points today. It's like you're trying to roll up the rim or some sort of contest to see if you can get enough points. I don't want to go to hell, I want to go to heaven, so I gave my life to Jesus. Just like, see me clapping, I'm smiling. That's not what it's about. It's not about, I don't want to go to hell, I want to go to heaven. I gave my life to Jesus, I believe in him, I go to church, but after that, I'm just going to do the best because God understands. God understands. We have too much wishy-washy talk like that. I'm doing my best. It's the human condition. Jesus understands. I'm going to get to heaven one day, and it's going to be great. No, you missed it. You're missing something. We need to be believers. We need to follow Christ with a sense of faith so that the next generation in our families and the next people and new people that come in to our doors, they see that you believe in God to conquer cities, to take out nations, to give you prosperity and blessings and all the things of the Bible. That is available for us, and we should want them to see that because that's what fills churches. That's what allows people to convert and want to walk with Jesus. It's not for our benefit or glory that any of this happens. It's not for me to get a pat on the back if I was praying for Joe. I don't have a Joe here, right? No Joe here. If I'm praying for Joe, it's not for me to say, look at how godly Dave is. Good job, Dave. I'm so glad you're part of our church. No, it's so God can get the glory of who he is and what he did. That's what it's for. We need to be believers who believe in something. We need to have faith to speak life. We need to allow our life that Christ has given us to be shown for our next generation to see. We need to be able to believe on him for our business, for our health, for our healing, for long life, that we can overcome. If we don't have this kind of faith, Satan is trying to relegate the church to believing for a few of our little things. When one man used to change the course of a nation in the Old Testament before Jesus even died on the cross. Before Jesus died, one man had the power and authority and ability to change the course of a nation. But we will do greater things than Jesus did. So why are we expecting so little? Hebrews says we have a better covenant. We have a better promises than the old one. Men and women of old changed cities, took out tribes, determined the fate of families for generations. One man's faith determines the future for a generation of his family. That faith just gets passed on. It doesn't matter where you are in the generational heritage of faith in your family, but be a person of faith that starts something different and new in your family. The idea of faith is so crucial for our lives. This is more than just having more money or feeling a little better. This is an issue of faith and belief in Jesus and what he has told us to do. We have been commanded to go and get up and live by faith. We have been told to walk a divine life of faith. Zoe life. You've all heard me say that the life that is full that Jesus has given us. He has given us his life. He has handed it over by the work of the cross to us so that we can have a life of full and abundance. So why don't we live that way? If Jesus in his casual words can kill a fig tree and we want more of Jesus, then we better be careful with the words that we use. We need to be careful about who you gossip about. We need to be careful what you say to your children. What do you say to your siblings? What do you say to your parents? Be careful how do you speak to your family and your spouse and yourself. It doesn't matter what you desire from God. It will require faith. And the Bible uses the word believe and faith and is a complete trusting in God for what you can see and what you can't see. Trusting in God for what? You don't need to trust God for what you already have. It's not faith if you already have it. If you have a doubting, unhappy life, you don't have to trust God for that, do you? If you got an unhappy, doubting life, you already have it. Faith is the substance of what you're hoping for, what you're asking for, what you're longing for, and expecting it. But we stopped hoping because nobody else has it. I shouldn't complain. I shouldn't complain because my marriage is better than most. Some. It's better than a few people, anyway. No, we should want the best marriage, the divine marriage, shouldn't we? We should want the best so that we can show people that God has given us the best. It's not for me. That's a really bad pattern. It's not for me. It's so we can show His glory. That's what it's about. See, we can't just minimize and lower the bar. We got to stop lowering the bar, people. And I think this is society's issue today. They lower the bar. It's all about doing your part for a utopian society so everybody is healthy and everybody is safe, everybody has this, everybody has, it's not about, that's important stuff that everybody is healthy and safe, but it becomes too far about don't be proud, don't be selfish, don't be this, you're lowering the bar, don't be such a selfish person. And things like COVID-19 has become the most divisive thing I think I've seen in so many years. And people use it as a weapon in both directions. All I say is stop lowering the bar. Let's lift the bar and believe in God for the kind of relationships that He's told us we can have. Let's raise the bar and live the type of healthy life that God has promised us and live the many years that He has promised us. Let's lift the bar and start believing and expecting God for the blessings and promises that He's already said are ours. Let's lift the bar about getting some energy. Let's lift the bar about reaching our community. Let's lift the bar about giving to the things like the kingdom of God, like we do with offerings and tithes and the special offering and project we're doing. Let's start lifting the bar. What about lifting the bar in that business that allows you to live or allows you to work? Let's start lifting that bar and expecting that we're going to be able to have hundreds or 50 or whatever working for us, and then we're able to do more kingdom work. Let's start lifting the bar to things like this. As believers, we should be financing the kingdom work of God. So let's start lifting the bar. What is it about us that has helped to minimize and lower this bar? Maybe some of us say, well, something happened to me. That's why I can't lift this bar. It's just too much. It's just so much to lift this bar. Well, let me tell you about a guy. I'm not going to keep you much longer. But remember this guy named Joseph? Maybe you've read about him from the Bible. The guy with a fancy coat that they made a musical about, I think. Maybe it's just me. Is that the guy? Okay. I never watched the musical. I just seen the picture. But Joseph from the Bible. Have you ever heard of Joseph? No, not Jesus' father. Joseph, the guy that was thrown into a pit by his brothers. Ever hear of this guy? He raised the bar. Because after he was thrown into this pit by his brothers, he was sold into slavery by his brothers. Or sold into slavery, sorry. And was a slave to the Egyptians, wasn't he? That's pretty crappy, I guess we'll use that word. Pretty terrible. It's not a great thing. It's not something you're like, yeah, that guy should be raising that bar. I'm lifting weights now. I don't know what I'm doing. But he should be pushing that bar, not pulling it down. And that's what he did. This guy had it rough, and yet he still rose up. He raised the bar. Because there had to be a response of faith. See, we need to remember in our life that God has no favorites when it comes to faith. Nobody has been given more. It's all our decision on what we take and how we move forward. Nobody has been given a greater ability than anybody else. We all have been given the same measure. We all have the same Savior. We all have the same favor. We all have the same cross that Jesus died on to pay for our sins. Jesus made us all righteous as a gift when we accept Him. It is Jesus and His grace that has come into our life. There is nobody more special. But yet we're all still so special, okay? When you see someone and they're just going for it, don't get irritated by them. How many of you have ever seen somebody and they're just going for it? And you're like, that jerk, that's so-and-so. Can you believe them? So arrogant and proud, come on. Like, what about the rest of us? No, don't let that get you down. Don't let that get you mad. Let that inspire you to be more. That should help you raise your bar. Don't say they must think they're something special, because they obviously do, and you need to start thinking you're something special and start doing something and raise that bar. Like I said last week, I'm wrapping up now, guys. I promise. Don't fall asleep on me. Like I said last week, we need to get a life. We need to learn faith, and if we don't learn faith, if we don't learn to believe God, the Bible says in 1 John 5:4, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Our faith is the victory that has overcome the world, this world. It does not say our prayers, it does not say our love, it does not say our time in the Word, it does not say our time in church or feeding the hungry, it says our faith. It says our faith. Those are all important things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not minimalizing those. Just like last week, I wasn't minimalizing the time we spend in prayer. I was saying we need to get out there. We need to be active. We need to do something. See, our faith is something that churches have backed away from far too much. Far too many churches don't act on our faith. Far too many churches just say, well, we'll let them deal with it. I tried the faith thing once. It didn't work for me. No, you tried positive thoughts. Because the faith works every single time. The words that you speak are continually determining your future. The words that we speak means so much to our faith. And the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if we're speaking negatively, what's in our heart? Negative. Let's replace that with some positive. Let's replace that with some faith, and let's start speaking some life, church. And as I'm closing, I'll invite the music team up. As I'm closing, I want to remind you that wherever you are, remember that God has so much more. Wherever you are in life, whether you're at the beginning, the middle, or the end. Well, not the end of life, but you know you've grown. I'm not saying you're dying. Let me rephrase this, okay? Whether you're at the beginning of faith, or you've maybe been a Christian for 10 years, or maybe 20 years, or 30 years, or 100 years, whatever it is, wherever you are, know that God has more for you. It's not the end. It's never the end. There's no limit. You just keep growing in your faith, because he has abundance, overflowing, immeasurable things for us. But it's where we walk and as we journey. Let's be examples. Let's walk in our faith. Let's be examples to our kids, to people as they come in and journey in faith. Let's have the spirit of joy on us so that people in our community see us. Let's have the spirit of life on us so as we walk into the community, walk into stores, people see it. And nothing going on around us should change us one bit. Because we know who we are. We know whose we are. We know what we have. And I know that he will see me through everything in my life. He is Jesus. He will see me through. I am a Christian. I am a believer. I believe in him. I believe and trust him. And I believe that Jesus died on the cross. He rose again. He took my sins. And he has made me righteous as a gift. I believe that. And I believe that he helps me live each and every day. And I believe he does the same for you if you believe in him. Now is this time to stop with the yeah buts. Because that's probably your first response, maybe, is yeah, but stop with them. Push pause. Because the yeah, buts are going to hurt you, and they're hurting you. And just start believing. Start walking. Start acting. And start as we have said in the past few weeks and start praying the word. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God praying. We've said this before lots of times in the past year, past few months even. Get up in the morning and pray. Whatever I put my hand to prospers. The blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he doesn't add any sorrow to it. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me, and it quickens my mortal body, and I am fully alive in the name of Jesus. Pray things like that. Speak with passion and purpose, with authority, and declare things over our life. Faith is a must if we want to be an overcomer. Are we overcomers or are we underachievers? I want to be an overcomer. I want you to be overcomers. And if in our lives something comes up, Jesus has given authority over that, and we can deal with it on the spot. Now. As believers, we have been given more authority than all of hell combined. More authority than any sickness or disease on earth. That's who we are. More authority over hurt and pain. That's who we are. And that's what we have. Would you guys pray with me? I'm going to take a moment first, I guess, before we pray. And if you don't know Jesus and you want to know Jesus, if you want to know this authority and this life and faith that we're talking about, I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, to cross that line from knowing about Jesus, hearing about Jesus, to actually knowing Jesus. And all you have to do is repeat a simple prayer. It's not even this. This isn't even the thing. This is just a public declaration together. The choices you make in your heart and your life. But I want to invite you just to pray this prayer with me as a public declaration, as a declaration of your life. And if you already know Jesus, we know the drill here. If you know Jesus, just repeat after me so that if somebody around you doesn't, they feel comfortable. We want people to know that it is safe here. So would you repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to die in my place, to take every punishment, every curse, and to replace them with life, and life to the fullest. Thank you that I am now free. So Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my life. Because from today on, I'm following you. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to invite you to just call me at the church, 306-882-2453. Email me, lead@rosetownchurch.ca. Message me on Facebook, message me on YouTube. Private message me. If you're excited enough that you want to put it out there, put it out there. But I'd love to give you a Bible, and if you're from town, I'd love to connect you with our church and just talk about the work of Jesus and the continued work in our lives that he does. Or if you're from another town, I'd love to connect you with a good Bible-based church wherever you might be. So reach out to me. I'd love to just connect with you and give you a Bible at the very least. Thanks for joining us, guys. And we're going to pray in closing, and then I have one more announcement. So dear God, we thank you, Father, that we are free. Father, thank you that you have given us this faith and this authority to walk in faith, to live in faith, to breathe in faith, and to lead in faith. God, I pray that as we move forward and as we continue to walk and grow together as a group of people, God, that you would continually remind us of who you are and what you've done. God, we love you. God, we honor you. And Father, I pray that as we go out this week, that we would walk in that authority, that we would minister your good news and share your good news with our neighbors, with people around us, that we would share this passion and we would start speaking life rather than negativity, that we would remember this week that our words have power. So Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we honor you. And we thank you for coming to this earth and dying for us. Thank you for the blessings that you have poured out on us. God, we thank you for your promises, and we thank you for the health that we have because of the stripes on Jesus' back. We are excited for this week, God, and give us an amazing opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.